Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that? Oh, yeah. We're back in a big way, kids. What I just said doesn't actually make much sense, but, you know, here we are. Just checking the volume, checking the fucking levels in this independently produced. That's one thing I've learned about my comedy career over time. It is all independently produced. Nobody wants to fucking take the white boy in his 40s under their wings from a comedy industry perspective. They're all set. All set on that one. So, if you want to stick with it, as a fucking, you know, white dude that started comedy in his early 30s, you better get ready for a long haul on your own, kid. And I'm not saying that as an excuse. I'm just saying, I see what the industry likes. This is not what they like. And well, I respect it. And it's also challenging me to just kind of push harder on my own. So that's good. Okay, that's enough comedy talk. If you've listened to this pod regularly, you know that I run a weekly Friday stand-up show at Black Hat LES, 172 Rivington on the Lower East Side. The Instagram handle is at Black Hat Comedy. It's been packed for weeks running. And I just made this new promo video for it where these girls just make fun of me. Like, women comedians on the show, I'm like, oh yeah, just talk about how sick Blackhead is, and they're all just like, yeah, Danny's just trying to hook up with us, we're well aware, but he's harmless, like that kind of vibe. And also, so I've made like five of these promo videos so far. Lil Wayne's album just lets me use his songs. Like, when you upload it to YouTube, it's like, okay, we know that this is from Lil Wayne, and the label has allowed you to use it. So I just think that's cool, you know, in this day and age of litigation and copyright attorneys, and you can't do this, and no more fucking, what was that, Napster, you know, and you can't be stealing music anymore. We've come all this way, and now some labels are like, you can use a small piece of it for your little goofy little thing. But then I wonder, like, are they checking what I'm using it for? Like, what if it was like some, I don't know, like nefarious content on there? Would they like take it down? Are they actually watching it? Is Lil Wayne's album, I mean, label, watching my promo videos? No shot, Danny. No shot, you delusional narcissist. You know that song, Sex is on Fire? Everybody knows the song, Sex is on Fire. I was at a bar somewhere back in the day, and they got so sick of people playing that song that they put a note on the bar, and it said, if you play Sex is on Fire, it will be skipped. I kind of love that. Okay. I just write stuff down during the week. I'm like, this could be interesting. This could be something. And then here we are. Now I'm recounting it. Also learned a pretty insane fact about the U.S. military over this past week. Did you know that we have, take a guess, how many military bases do you think the United States has around the world and in how many countries? Because I was way off. I thought maybe like 30 countries. We have 750 military bases across 80 countries. Dude, that's crazy. What are we doing out there? Team America, World Police. I mean, I guess, you know, I should shut the fuck up because those people in all those bases are probably putting their lives on the line to protect me from bad people. So maybe you should shut the fuck up, hon. You're right, honey. I'm recording this after midnight. I live in a, you know, pretty small apartment building, and I can hear the people next to me cough. I think it's a girl that lives by herself, and then her boyfriend stays over like midweek. And I can hear him cough, but then on the weekend they go away, which is chill. I have no problem with that, as you know. As you know. Okay, that song Sabotage by Beastie Boys, it sounds like it's like, dun, 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 and it sounds like it's rough, but it actually, if the more I've been listening to it more lately, actually, it's a pretty smooth song, which is interesting because it sounds like, I mean, it is like a rockin' banger, but it's also kind of smooth. I don't know, it's not jazzy, but it's just, there's something that's kind of warmly constrained about it, even though it sounds chaotic and like it's yelling. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but just something to think about. Yeah, last week at Black Hat, the mic went out. The mic cord went out. First of all, if you're going to run a show, like, I don't know when the fuck the mic cord is going to stop working, dude. You know, like, how do you know? And there's only one way to find out, is that when it goes out during the show. And it's just frustrating. So it actually went out, I think it was like during Charles McBee's set, and I was like, God damn, I just said to the whole room, I was like, I hate stand-up comedy. And he was like, I don't. I was like, yeah, that's fair. It's okay. We can get a new mic. It'll be fine. It'll be just fine. But it's stressful. Also, if you've watched Dua Lipa, one of her videos, I think it's Be The One at Lollapalooza 2018, which I'm a little kicking myself. Lollapalooza is in Chicago every year. why the fuck did I not go to that in 2018? That would have been sick. So she's doing Be the One, and she comes out and she stands like in front of the whole audience, but off the stage, like kind of on this like fence area, maybe in front of the audience. And she's just holding some guy. Who the fuck is this guy? Some guy is like holding her hand, her right hand. She's holding the mic with her left, like I am right now. And with her right hand, she's holding this guy's hand, and he's there to like stabilize her to make sure that she doesn't fall. I don't know, maybe it's that somebody doesn't push her. And I want to be that one. I want to be that guy. Let me hold your hand. Let me be the one. Be the one. I'm your one. I think I'm going to try that as a stand-up joke. We'll see how that goes. Okay. We'll see how that fucking goes, kid. Yeah, they're going to overlook it with the helmet. Oh, yeah. I went to college with this guy. I guess I won't say his name because I guess it's bad. But also, like, he doesn't respond to our texts anymore. So it's like, who cares? And he worked for NASA. And on our college buddy group text, we're like, is this guy ever going to write us back? Like, why does he never get back to anybody? And I'm like, dude, I think what probably happened, he probably got caught like jerking off to a picture of an astronaut wearing an astronaut helmet, you know? And if you're somebody's boss and you walk in, and first of all, they're cranking it to an astro, it's like, dude, what's going on? This is your colleague technically. But then if you have the helmet on, oh, that's an immediate firing. And that's my guess as to what happened. This might be one of the shorter episodes ever. All right. Last weekend, I hosted this show, emceed this show at Triad Theater on the Upper West Side. And I got up on, I had to get there early to like do like sound check for the show because I was the MC. So I get up on stage and they're just like, yeah, just talking to the mic, just say anything. So I just go, hey, everybody, welcome to the Triad Theater. And like from the like sound booth, like the God mic voice, this guy goes, Triad Theater. I'm like, okay, great. I've already immediately offended the staff of this establishment. Looks like I won't be returning here anytime soon. And then this one guy, I think this is so funny. And, you know, look, comedy's a tough business. You want to be prepared and stuff. And I guess he just plays guitar sometimes. But the sets were relatively short on the show. I think everybody did like somewhere between 5 and 7 minutes for the most part. This guy gets up there on stage. It's this whole like small theater, you know, it's like a long walk to the stage. He gets up on the stage. He grabs the mic and he has a guitar case with a guitar in it that he sets behind him on the stage. And then during his whole set, he didn't have time, I guess, or didn't plan it out right to be able to open the guitar case and play a song. And he just, at the end of his set, he's like, oh, I guess I won't be playing the guitar tonight. So then when I went back up on stage, I was like, all right, I guess he lugged that guitar all over town for nothing. I mean, I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. It's just funny to me. To lug a guitar case all over fucking Manhattan on a Saturday night, and then you just take it back home. And all right, I'm set. The guitar's probably like, oh, we're partying, dude. This is sick. Upper West Side Theater, loving it. Can't wait to see the crowd. I'm staying in this case the whole time, and we're just going back home. Noted. I don't know if other people think that's funny. I think it's pretty hilarious. No disrespect to the guy. All right. I mean, this is basically all I have for this week. It's 8 minutes. I have to record this. Well, no, actually, I usually release the episodes every Wednesday. So I have about a week to prepare material. But I did prepare a fair amount of notes. I just went through it faster than I thought I would do. But if you live in the Washington, D.C. area, I'm going to be opening for my friend Giulio Gallerotti at the Comedy Loft, which I've never been, but I've heard it's an amazing venue. My brother Ben Palmer just recorded his special there. So there's one show Thursday, 2 shows Friday, 2 shows Saturday. If you're in the D.C. area, you can go to notjulio.com for tickets, notjulio.com. And then on Sunday, we're flying to Atlanta and doing the Atlanta Punchline at 7 o'clock. And the Atlanta Punchline is a dope-ass place. Marcy the manager is cool as fuck. We actually did it last summer, I think, and it was fucking great. And I'm really excited about that. So that's where I'll be this weekend for the myriad of people that live in DC and in Atlanta and listen to this podcast. I'm expecting you guys out and just mass force, Danny. Is that the word? Okay. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Danny Palmer NYC. There's going to be a guest host at Black Hat this weekend. So if you're in New York, you want to come to the show, come on down, kiddo. You can get tickets in the bio, ticks in bio, of at Black Hat Comedy. And yeah, I feel like, you know, if I speak for another 7 to 10 seconds, this pod will reach 10 minutes. I feel like that's a fair investment of your time. You know, I didn't burn up your day with complete horseshit talking about speculative UFO theories. I gave you some facts, some information, some anecdotes, some experiences that have happened. What's coming up? Pretty concise pod. Pretty fucking good, Danny. No one cares. Put the mic down and the gun in your mouth. All right, just kidding. Don't do that. That's bad. That's very bad. I'm fine. I feel good about my life. I take a vitamin D every day with food because it needs to be. You need to take vitamin D with food, I've learned from listening to other podcasts that have a lot more listeners. All right, thank you for listening. You fucking jerks. Come.